Good morning. This is Sen 7 World News in 7 Minutes. I'm Stephen DeVincenzi. Today is Friday, the 31st of March, 2023. Starting in Europe today. In Russia, a United States journalist has been arrested, accused of spying. A court in Moscow said that Ivan Gershkovich should be detained for nearly 2 months after Russian intelligence agency the FSB said that he was suspected of espionage. The Wall Street Journal, Gershkovich's employer, said that it vehemently denies the allegations and demands the immediate release of Gershkovich. In Russia, the media is heavily controlled by the government, and laws introduced last year have made it illegal for the media to criticize parts of the state, such as the army, and it is illegal to use words such as war or invasion to describe Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Many foreign journalists have left Russia since last year, and the US has told its citizens to leave Russia because they are at risk of arbitrary arrest. Some analysts say that Gershkovich may be used as a bargaining tool. Last year, US basketball player Brittany Griner was held in Russia for 10 months after being found with a small amount of cannabis oil, which is legal in the US. In December, she was used in a prisoner swap with Viktor Bout, a Russian weapons trader who is accused of selling weapons to terrorist organizations. In Ukraine, Russian forces now control around half of the city of Bakhmut. However, Russia is probably taking extreme losses to capture only meters of Ukrainian land. Yesterday, United Kingdom Defence Secretary Ben Wallace said that Russia had suffered 220,000 dead or injured soldiers since invading Ukraine last year. Russian state media company TASS said yesterday that President Vladimir Putin had signed an order for 147,000 more conscript soldiers yesterday. In Spain, the actress Ana Obregón has been criticised for having a surrogate child in the United States. Surrogacy is when a woman becomes pregnant in order to give the child to another family, sometimes for money. Surrogacy is illegal in Spain, as well as in France, Germany, and Italy. However, it is legal in the United States. Spanish Equality Minister Irene Montero said that surrogacy is a form of violence against women, saying that poor women are most likely to become surrogate mothers. The liberal conservative party Ciudadanos has defended Ana Obregón and said that they would support legalizing surrogacy, which did not involve payment. In Belgium, the European Union has passed a new law aimed at closing the gender pay gap. EU companies will now have to publicise data about their salaries. They must have a gender-neutral recruitment process, and employers will not be able to ask about the workers' previous pay. On average, women in the EU earn 13% less than men. Dutch MEP Samira Rafaela said that the new law will help to close the gap between men and women's pay.
We closed the gap. And this gap is about the unequal treatment of women in our society. This gap takes prosperous futures away from women. The gap is deep and nasty, and this gap needs to disappear.
Asia. In the Philippines, a fire on a ferry has killed at least 31 people. The ferry was carrying about 250 people between islands in the south of the Philippines. In India, people have died after the floor collapsed in a temple, Khadija Tahir reports.
In India, 13 people have died after they fell into a well in a Hindu temple. The incident occurred in the city of Indore, where people were praying at a festival for the Hindu god Rama. According to the police, the structure collapsed due to the weight on top of it, and 35 people fell into the water under the temple. Rescuers are still emptying the well and looking for more survivors.
America's. In the United States, over 1,000 artificial intelligence experts have called for a pause on the creation of artificial intelligence because of possible dangers of the technology. Billionaire Elon Musk joined engineers from Google, Meta, and Microsoft, and some universities, in saying that advances should be paused in order to study the safety of artificial intelligence. In Colombia, an attack on an army base has killed at least 9 soldiers. The government has blamed a rebel group called the National Liberation Army, with whom the government has been holding peace talks recently. Africa. In Senegal, opposition leader Ousmane Sonko has received a 2-month suspended prison sentence for defaming Tourism Minister Mame Mbaye Niang. There have been protests in Senegal recently in support of Sonko, as people have seen the case as being politically motivated to try to stop Sonko from running for president in 2024. This sentence will not stop Sonko from being able to run. And in Tanzania and other parts of East Africa, people from the Swahili civilization mixed with people from Asia more than 1,000 years ago. A team of international researchers studied DNA taken from Swahili human remains from the year 1000, long before the arrival of Europeans to Africa. Ancient Swahili people were found to have up to half their DNA from Asia, including from Persia and India. That's your world news for this week. A big thank you to Raquel from Spain, Yarek from Poland, and Evgeny from Armenia for becoming our newest supporters. If you'd like to support us and have access to the transcripts of every episode, go to send7.org. I'm Stephen DeVincenzi. Have a great weekend, and I will see you on Monday.